I've recently found the, channels up in the 1 million band. There's Comet TV and This TV and Me TV and all these horrible channels.
Okay.
So the other night I'm watching a flurry of TV shows, none of which Erica had ever seen before.
Not that
There
surprising.
was Mikhail's Navy. She had never seen Mikhail's Navy.
Good.
There
The
was,
movie was good, though.
was it? I
The
didn't
one
see it.
with Frasier?
Was it good?
Yeah, I liked it. I remember it being entertaining at the time. I'm sure it does not hold up.
Ah, I didn't see it. What else was on? Father Knows Best.
I never watched that.
Jack Benny program was
How do
on.
you. Wait, she didn't know about Jack Benny?
She had never seen Jack Benny. And then it
Hard
was.
to believe, but
Oh,
okay.
wait, it gets worse. She didn't know Jack Benny? Had never seen nor heard of the Burns and Allen show.
No.
It's what she claims.
I've never seen or heard of the Burns and Allen show.
What?
Really?
I don't know what that is at all.
George Burns?
I
George
know who
Burns
he is.
and his wife, Gracie Allen?
I didn't know they had a show.
Yeah, that's where he got famous.
Who, George Burns got famous on Burns and Allen?
That's where he became, like, super famous, yeah.
Oh, good for him. That's cool.
It's a great, the show has a great weird hook for way back then. He's got a television that he can tune to watch other people in the program that he's in. It's a fourth wall breaking show. So, like, people will be having a conversation somewhere, and he'll tune it in on his TV to see what they were talking about him about. Like,
I don't remember that in any way. I've seen a couple
yeah.
of them.
Like, there's one where his TV has broken, so he calls the television repair guy. The repair guy is in his house and is, doing some stuff, and then goes to a different place and is going to steal a cigar from one of the other rooms. He sees it on the TV, picks up the phone, calls his own house. For whatever reason, the television repair man picks up the phone, and he tells him to either put back the cigar or take it off the bill. It's hilarious.
Must
It
be.
sounds hilarious. Yeah.
The scene is George Burns just saying this, with the big cigar in his hand, because the guy's like, "Oh, it'll be $10 to fix the TV." He's like, "I'll pay $9.75." And he's like, "Well, no, sir, it's $10." He's like, "Minus a quarter for that cigar you just stole." And the guy just like hangs up the phone and runs away because how can he know that? It's funny stuff.
Like, Mikhail's Navy didn't have that long of a life, did it? Was it on for that long?
I'm not sure how many seasons Mikhail's Navy was.
I don't know. For some reason, I don't think that it was on that long, so I can, okay, Mikhail's Navy, you don't know what that, but come on, Burns and Allen? Of course, Ian said he didn't know Burns and Allen. It's
I didn't.
Weird
there
to
were,
me.
There were 138 episodes of Mikhail's Navy.
That was
four,
a lot.
Four seasons.
Oh,
62,
more than
62,
I thought.
Yeah, 62 to 66.
Huh. Okay.
There were three feature films. Mikhail's Navy, 1964. Mikhail's Navy joins the Air Force in 65. And then the 1997 remake.
I never heard that they joined the Air Force.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Okay.
Bruce Campbell was in the Mikhail's Navy?
What?
Skippy says yes.
I don't know. You're the one who saw that movie.
Oh, in the movie. I know. Does that movie hold up? Was he in that? That was a lot. I thought it just Kelsey Grammer was in that.
I don't see that either.
Yeah.
It says starring Tom Arnold, David Alan Grier, Dean Stockwell, Deborah Messing, Tim Curry, and Ernest Borgnine. Bruce Campbell is Petty Officer First Class Virgil. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it had French Stewart.
Maybe it does hold up. I've really got to rewatch that.
It's got Tommy Chong in it. Man, this movie sounds way better than I first expected. I'm not a big fan of Tom Arnold, but
aren't you?
No.
Meet the Stupids is an American classic.
I have not seen that.
His role in that Schwarzenegger movie was pretty good. What was that? True Lies. I enjoyed him in that.
Sure.
Yeah. It's going to be a big shoe this week.
Really big shoe.
Really big shoe.
All right. We good to let people in?
Sure.
I think so.
Save and changes. You join now. And nobody joins. Last week it was instantaneous.
Maybe no one's going to listen this week.
Nope. Joe Blow will.
Joe Blow from Kokomo?
No. Yeah. I don't know him. He's new. Or he's... I don't use Discord. But he's been ready to... He was asking, he's like, did I miss the live show already? And I was like, nope. And then Skippy was like, oh my God, Ian, you're a person. And I was like, I know. Sorry.
Well, Samurai wins the prize for first in place. VD, that sounds dirty.
I'm not typing Valentine's. If that guy wants me to type his full name, he should have a shorter name.
Exactly.
I don't think he wants anything. He's dead.
Thanks for the update.
All right, are you guys ready?
Yes, as good as I'm going to be.
Ready enough?
I am.
Kick it. Kick it!
Man, I was wondering if that was coming.
It was. That's my one.
Man, you wake up late for school and you don't want to go.
That's probably my most severe live music regret, is never getting to see them.
You ask your mom, please, but she still says no.
That gif is not what we're talking about, but okay.
You missed two classes.
That's a much better song.
No homework.
Sadly.
Man, your teacher preaches class like you're some kind of jerk.
Can I kick it? Yes, you can. Can I kick it? Oh, they were so good. They are good.
I have to admit, I'm not sure who that was.
Oh, it's a Tribe Called Quest.
Okay. The song sounded familiar, but I'm like, I don't know.
Ian, you doing the show? What are you doing?
Yeah. Do I have to start? I don't know how to start a show. I'm just the sidekick.
It's the PSA part, yo.
Oh, okay. Sorry, someone usually counts me in, and there's finger points.
Finger point, go.
Oh, hello, everybody. And and welcome to the temporary return of the PW3's weekly PSA, brought to you this week because we are either State College or State College adjacent, and it is thon season. Those kids dance for a whole weekend, and they raise a bunch of money for, I don't know, sick kids?
Yeah, the Three Diamonds Fund, yes.
Okay. I don't remember. I was not part of it when I was in town. But if you would like to help them out and donate to their cause, and you're nervous about...
Maybe it's the Four Diamonds Fund.
Sure. That sounds even better.
Okay.
And you're nervous about approaching those kids who are standing creepily at the four-way intersection where you're stopped at a red light, or they're shaking a jar in front of some local business and you don't want to give them money directly. You can go to thon.org, click the donate button, and give them some money that way. Once again, that's thon.org. It's Penn State's biggest charity push, I believe. They raise a ton of money. Now on with the show.
Yeah, it's the one good thing a year that the Greek community actually does. The rest of the time, they just get drunk downtown and we arrest them. But this one time a year, they raise money for to combat childhood cancer.
Get wasted and fall out a window-a-thon is pretty important.
That happens way more often.
That's the other 51 weekends a year. This one weekend, though, good old thon.
Yeah, I'd like to deny it, but even as a member of the Greek community, I would like to say they bring nothing but shame to the world.
True story. I miss going to parties underage and drinking. That was good times. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the
9th?
I combined 8th and 9th into one word. I don't know why. 9th, 8th, A9th? I don't know. 129th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One. You can call me Craig. We got Ray. We got Ian. It's Sneaky Beat. It's Chaos. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
It's either just me or Ian's in a rare form tonight. I don't know.
You know what it is? I am rediscovering why I'm never plugged in to Discord while the show is on, because I can't do two things at once. Like, these are the shortest. They're not even full sentences that I have to read, and my reading comprehension is so poor, it takes me like an hour and a half to read YouTube kept pooping the bed. And like 20 minutes later, I'm back to the show. I'm like, oh, did you say something, Craig?
But more importantly, was YouTube wearing its sleeping shirt?
Oh.
For anyone who listened to those, you know, episodes of Prodigal Sons, there's a callback for you.
Oh, did I tell you that I got me a sleeping shirt for Christmas?
Oh, nice.
I know you were looking for one. How's it working out?
I found one. It's glorious. Okay. It's so wonderful. It had everything that I wanted. Like, it gives me the you know, full body coverage that I need when you are the parent of a 3-year-old, but it gives me the freedom underneath, which only a kilt can provide. It's wonderful. It's very much like that. You can't see this, anybody else, but it's Alpha Team posted a picture of what he's imagining, and it's similar to that. I mean, it's a straight-up nightgown for dudes, but It's
that
awesome.
Is that Sinbad O'Connor in
it
that picture?
Not. That model is far too young.
It very much reminds me of the How I Met Your Mother episode of, Barney learning about the sleeping chair.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's where I learned about it, from Marshall.
Yep, the Minnesota sleeping shirt.
Yeah, it's good living.
We are covering the week of today, which is, for that St. Valentine guy who, I don't know, murdered star-crossed lovers or something. I'm not sure what he did.
Shot him through the heart.
And he's to blame? He gives love a bad name? It's February 14th through the 21st of 2018. Over in your Deadpool dailies, today is a Purple Falcon, Thursday Black Psylocke, Friday Yellow Beast, Saturday Green Bullseye, Sunday Blue Cap, Monday Yellow Sentry, Tuesday Red Punisher, Wednesday is the Green Blade. In the 5-day 4-star crash, Thunder Bender of the Titans. Coming up next, we got Drax. Or no, Kurtley's Drax, happening. Sorry.
Yeah.
Kurtley's Drax. That was a win for me. How'd that go for you?
Oh, no.
Oh.
My Drax is not. If it wasn't Thanos, Drax would still lose, but no. My Drax is at something real sparse.
When we originally talked about this, I don't remember where your Drax is, but we're like, who knows, try it out. Fighting him 6 times, no, you're not going to do this.
No, yeah, I agree wholeheartedly.
My champ Drax was able to pull it off with boosts and a lot of, mental preparation, what I was going to do after 6 tries. So
you're psyching him up. Come on, Drax, you can do it.
Kinda. Yeah. Yeah.
You can get that. You can get that sneak knife attack when no one's looking.
It was all about, no, keep purple away from him. I don't care if you don't use it. Just keep purple away from him.
Coming up next is good old Nick Fury.
Ooh.
On the 17th.
General Fury, director of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been successful in the past, so I will head forward with optimism.
Oh, yeah, you got 5'4", too. You should be in good shape there.
Right.
All right, muy bien.
I don't remember who he fights, but...
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, we'll find out soon.
Just for fun, I don't know. Some Hydra guy who doesn't exist in the game. Hydra Bob. Hydra Bob shows up and fights Nick Fury. On your Storyland, Venom Bomb, I think, has one more day on it for me. 17,000 will get you 3 Gamorva. 33.5 is King of Wakanda for your reward there. I didn't write down what color. 75,000 gets you the 30 CP. Top 50 folks get Kate Bishop, which will be, slightly more important later. And 51 to 400 get the Dream Warrior. For those still playing Shield Training, hey, Shield Training's still going. I still can't participate as much as I would like, but...
No, but I had one of the columns. X-Force Deadpool? Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, that was who it was, yeah.
Woo!
I was trying to pull it up. Nick Fury, by the way, fights Magneto, which is...
Oh,
or at least
right
he did last time.
Sure, okay. He probably still will.
That's weird.
Yeah, I just don't have enough Kravens to, finish that
participate
out.
Fully. Yep. Yeah.
PvP Land, the new season has started. We are now in the Far Out Space Nut season. Yeah, you don't like my random TV knowledge? Look up Far Out Space Nuts. Shield Simulator this year gets you a Purple Doom, 3 Psylocke covers, and if you get to the 2000, you get a Black Kraven. So I've actually been trying to work on that to see if it helps me out in the Shield training. So I think I'm like halfway through Shield Simulator. PvP Land right now, the only thing running is PvP Matchmaking. 800 gets you Red Deadpool, 900 Green X-Force Wolverine, 1200 for the CP. Top 10 folks get Laura X-23, Laura, whatever it is. And 11 to 50 get Vision. So there you go.
I've really been slacking on the PvP so far. I might have to try and hit this one. Or not. But I have yet to get 300 points in a season PvP match, so I've been slacking.
That's all I got in opening land. Tell me about some pie.
Ooh, oh, pie. My goodness. Brace yourself for everybody's favorite segment, especially mine, brought to you, as always, by This Pie.
This Pie.
Thanks, This Pie. All right, let me try to break down a complex pie for you and tell you right off the bat that this is a 5-star rarity pie. So if you're not a professional pastry chef or really, really good, don't attempt this pie, as I have suggested in the past. Today we are talking about macadamia nut chiffon pie. Let me make this easier to understand by telling you what a chiffon pie is. You take that meringue and you fold it and you fold it and you fold it till it's a little less airy and you get a nice fruity curd instead of a meringue. And that's what chiffon is, essentially. You're helping to thicken it up by adding some unflavored bone marrow, a.k.a. gelatin.
It sounds so appetizing the way you put it.
I know. And really what makes it, you know, the twist here is you put in some chopped and some shaved macadamia nuts because they are fatty and they are delicious as far as nuts go. That's it. That's chiffon pies take a lot of again, having to produce the meringue, then fold the meringue and adjust the consistency by adding the unflavored gelatin is a step that, you know, I'm not going to attempt. But I would love it if I came across this pie and could eat this pie. It would make my day. Anything that has this much shortening, macadamia nuts, and meringue in it has to be tasty. So that is your pie of the week. The macadamia nut chiffon pie. Brought to you, as always, by my personal hero, this pie.
This pie. All right. More importantly, coming up, one of our favorite things, Civil War.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what's more important than pie? Come on.
Yeah.
Civil War event's more important than pie.
Another one of my favorite things.
Yeah, Civil War is great.
Oh, no, this is one of my least favorite things.
What? What?
Because it means I'm going to have to get on to some sort of social media, and we're going to have to vote what team we want to be on based on what has the better rewards.
Well, clearly the answer is the incense. I would like all the Hulk rewards you get from being on Team Iron Man. All right, Team Iron Man gets you the main event Hulk.
Okay.
Three main event Hulk covers.
Right on.
Three Sentry covers as well, but who cares?
Yeah, whatever.
Right.
Team Cap gets you three Power Man covers.
Ooh.
So since I clearly prefer the Hulk covers, everyone's going to vote to being on Team Cap. So there you go. The voting is already finished.
I like that idea, but I've spent so much of my life actively working against you. I feel like I don't need to do it as much anymore now that everybody else is on board. And if I remember correctly, Team Iron Man is always the right choice because beating up Cap is easy. And beating up 17 Iron Man suits that get in my way is not easy. Am I wrong? Am I misremembering that?
No, that is the case. It is always easier to beat up on Cap than it is to beat up on Iron Man.
Yeah.
Mm. But I have a much better roster now than since the last time we played Civil War, so I bet I could beat up on either of them pretty efficiently.
Now, there is the thing that if I remember right, as the days go on, the bosses get harder?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. So the question is, do you join Team Cap, fight Iron Man first? So that when we complete that one and flip to the other side, you're fighting Cap and not pumped up Iron Man.
That has been suggested in our Alliance chat as well. And also that, as we're fighting and things are getting harder, that some of the lower end roster people switch whenever they need to.
Right, whenever they run out of steam?
Yeah.
Sure. How far into the flip are we going to make it?
I don't know.
That would also heavily influence how I vote, because I want those Power Man covers.
Well, the last time we played, we got both sides.
Did we?
I don't think we didn't get the final.
That
on
doesn't
both
seem
sides,
accurate. No, I think we stopped after that. We got the three covers. Getting the vault token was something we did not achieve.
Oh, did we only finish level 7 and stop?
I think so. I think so. But I couldn't. Again, it was a this one does not run with much frequency, so I don't. And I can't retain that sort of stuff. Now, I have several friends who keep very detailed spreadsheets. I bet they could tell me in a day or two's time.
I don't know. Like I said, I Luke Cage is nice and all, but I don't have Hulk champed, so I'd rather get those covers.
Mm.
Well, for once, I am in total agreement with you.
Holy smokes, Batman.
Like, that sentence is true for me as well, but the same sentence is true for me if you say Power Man.
Sure. But my Hulk is a 5'4"2". So getting him three covers is right up my alley.
Is it?
Well, sure. That would give
5'5"3".
That would make him 5'5"3" plus a champ level. Yeah.
Right, but well, I guess we'll see who needs what the most. Because I was left with the impression that main event is a kind of a snooze as far as characters go.
Yeah, I haven't used him since his coming out day. So I remember that he comes onto the screen and blows up some tiles.
So if you take the initials main event Hulk, he is meh. And yeah, from my experience, that is Very true. But
right on.
I don't have him champ, so I want those. But Power Man, right. Much more useful. So
right.
Yeah.
Right. I think I have almost no. I don't think I. Ooh. Now there's another cell. That was a problem that I ran into last week. For I couldn't complete a Deadpool daily because Drax couldn't defeat Thanos, and I don't have any main event holds.
Oh.
So I couldn't do the Behemoth Burrito either, and that's rare. I could remedy that. I have all those, you know, roster slots that I bought during the sale.
Yeah.
I'll see how it shuffles out. I will take the input from my valued Alliance members and try to apply my vote as judiciously as possible.
All right. Now, on the individual reward side, the 4-star you can get there, Team Cap gives you a Kate Bishop. Team Iron Man, blue. Team Iron Man gets you the oh-so-not-wanted Gwenpool.
Ooh, I think I have to go Cap now.
I thought that might sway you.
That would sway me. Did you see the infographic? Do you see where my Kate is?
Where are you Kate at?
352. So that would... Where's Jackie Chan at?
Sorry, that's what came into my head.
I know.
Where's Jackie Chan at?
And later in the show, this Kate information will be... I only get the one Kate cover?
Yeah.
I guess it won't matter. But the Gwenpool cover does nothing for me.
This magic ring does me no good. So, yeah. And then there's a whole slew of everyone and their mother is powered up for Civil War.
Wow.
I'm not going through them, but there is a pile of them.
It is.
You know, like Gwenpool. Ugh. Ugh. Anyway, so Civil War. Looking forward to it. I probably the best bet, as much as I don't like it, is to do Team Cap first, and then switch over to Team Iron Man. But
well, you can console yourself with the fact that you always wanted to be on Team Cap previously.
That's true. Well, because Team Cap is, in you know, if we lived in the Marvel universe, is always the correct answer because he's a stand-up guy.
That I'm not going to argue with that. Sure.
So there you go. Speaking of Kate.
Yeah.
So with today's patch, I believe, championship, because she's the winner. Champion rewards for Kate Bishop have been updated to award cliff covers. 6 cliff covers will be added at levels 280, 300, 320, 340, 350, and 360. Purple, blue, nice. Red, in that order.
Okay. How's 5-star cliff? Is he as good as 3-star cliff?
If you can, you team him up with Coulson and fire away with all those arrows.
And if
Cool
you
Hawk is
you
a thing.
Can throw Carol in there?
I was going to say, if Coulson's there, you might as well throw in Carol.
Sure.
The three of them with Countdown Heaven, it's really powerful.
Countdown Heaven, will you shoot my arrow?
No, I got nothing.
Countdown Heaven.
Oh.
No?
I think I get it. Clapton?
It's Tears in Heaven. Yes! Yeah. Come on.
Oh!
People are killing me. You're killing me, Smalls. Also, let's talk about 146. That's a patch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a patch, son. They gave me a sneak. All right, you're sitting down. Here's the clue for the next character.
All right.
All right, here's the clue. Shuri, the innovator and princess of Wakanda. I don't know who it could be, but clearly Shuri is Wakandan for Dazzler. If you translate the Wakandan language to English, Shuri means Dazzler.
Right on.
Because she's brilliant. See, Dazzler's brilliance of light. There is no doubt. We're finally getting Dazzler. No doubt.
Cool. I'm ready.
Sweet.
I will roster her right next to Gwenpool.
Yeah. New setting has been added in the options menu where you can turn off the AP tray from switching to enemy AP during enemy turns.
Woo!
I haven't done that yet. I don't know. I'm torn on that.
I did that as soon as I did the update.
Hmm.
I love that feature. I like being able to turn it on and off.
Please explain to me again what that feature does. Or just read the sentence aloud a second time.
A new setting's been added to the options menu that allows players to turn off the AP tray from switching to enemy AP during enemy turns.
Oh.
So that pop-up window now will always stay on your amounts.
Well, no, it's not the pop-up window. The pop-up window has both.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Right. Again, I probably never noticed again being a lowly Steam player. My 17-inch monitor clearly displays both things at all times.
That's a good point.
With no issues.
Yes, it has no effect on you. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Let's see what else we got. Tiles cleared by a line clear from matching four or more tiles will now not trigger passives that deal additional damage for matches. This affects Marika's Punch Everyone, Lockjaw's Loyal Protector, and Rogue's Power Siphon. Okay. And then we got some other character ability updates and fixes. Vision's Light Disruption now converts enemy attack, strike, or protect tiles instead of just strike or protect. Not that he's useful, but that makes it a little better.
Yeah.
Green Goblin, Goblin King now fortifies repeater tiles as well as countdown tiles. And he reduces all countdown tiles instead of tapping out at 64 of them, all of them by one turn. Because clearly if you weren't getting all 64 of them, you know, that there are more than 64 tiles on the board?
I don't believe so.
Okay, then I'm not sure why it says reduces all, and that seems like that would still be all. I've never counted the tiles on the board, so
well, it's an eight. It's an 8x8, so it's 64.
Well, there's math, so I don't know what that changes. Math is hard. Deadpool, Uncanny X-Force, Deadpool countdown for what? Turn down for what? Now activates if Deadpool is stunned when the enemy matches the tile.
Ooh, saucy.
So that makes that even better.
Yeah, it does.
And Gladiator Thor, new level text has been corrected to exclude tile destruction at power level 3. So it doesn't sound like it actually changes the power, it just changes what the power description was.
Okay. When you said Thor Gladiator, I'm like, oh god, they made him better?
and then also, you should have gotten a new option to buy things to pop up.
Mm.
Yeah, the shield the clearance Heroes level 5. Thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
So once you reach shield rank 20, you got this store. It contains covers, hero points, and ISO like the other ones. It's a one-time purchase. It gets you 3,000 hero points, 32,000 ISO, 6 heroic tokens, and what? A gajillion covers for Iron Fist and Luke Cage.
9 each, I believe. 3 of each color.
Yeah. That's a lot of covers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've yet to buy that one, but it is tempting. It's a lot of covers.
Man, if it were back in the day when I was using lots of Iron Fist and Luke Cage, that would have been something.
It's still something, but it would force me to, you know, re-champion those characters quicker.
So that's the new Storyland. But that's the news.
Talking about news.
All right, for the featured character of It's Always Sunny in Xandar, this week, the Juggernaut runs for office. Ian, tell me more. Sorry, I combined two things together in my head.
That's okay.
I need to eliminate that whole sentence for feature character of the week from my script, or I'll read that every week. Because that idiot will read anything they put in the teleprompter.
I'm Craig? So, let's talk about everybody but me's favorite one star, the Juggernaut.
Juggernaut will flatten you.
He will. His powers are super cheap, and his red does more than enough damage to both himself and others. Mm. So he's got a green power. Again, he is part of the ever fading two-powered heroes, which once upon a time was plenty of powers. He wasn't greedy like these three-powered, four-powered, six-powered heroes.
Yeah, exactly. Passives, actives, active passives. They do it all.
Things that switch, turn into other abilities. He was like, listen, I smash stuff, and I smash stuff.
I mean, I'm no one-star Venom or anything, but I know what I got going.
Right. He's got a green that blows up 16 random tiles. Doesn't generate AP. It costs 109876. He's got a headbutt that does 125 damage, or, you know, ever increasing as his level goes up. He does damage to you and about, what, half to himself?
Yes.
Okay. And it costs 109876 as the level increases.
I believe that's correct. I don't know, because I only use him for the Daily Deadpool, the one star required, and he kills anyone that you headbutt. So,
yeah.
And does
yeah,
like
his headbutt's an insta-kill.
And does 500 on that, points to himself.
Yeah.
Yep. He does 1,100 to the target and 550 to himself. So, yeah, that's it. He's awesome. Someday he will graduate from one star land. But for now,
man, someday we're gonna get us a 5-star Juggernaut. It's gonna be amazing.
Yeah, I don't doubt that at all. He's coming down the pipe sometime within the next 3 years. Just before Dazzler.
I still live out dreams, which even though they'll never happen, that Disney will reboot the X-Men correctly and start me a brand new movie with just the original five characters. No frickin' Wolverines. Just the original five characters. And, you know, they can fight people like Juggernaut.
That's possible. I think Hugh Jackman's ready to hang it up as far as Wolverine franchise is concerned. And then I figure once they get back to work on the Fantastic Four franchise, they can give me a 4 or 5 star Doom that is, you know, brings some value to the table.
Yeah.
I would be really happy if they just made a Doom movie that did not feature any of the Fantastic Four.
What would they feature? Other than, you know, I mean, clearly in my head, there's tons of awesome things going on, but I meant that could easily be digested to the movie going audience.
I want that infamous Iron Man movie. That would be amazing.
It had such a bung ending.
It was fine.
It was terrible.
It was a good story.
It was. It started so strong and it ended so bad. I can't believe it was an autistic boy looking into a snow globe, Craig.
Nice. Terrible. That's a good callback.
Yeah, for sure.
You know how pissed off I was the night of that show that aired? Oh my god, I was so angry watching that last episode. As opposed to how joyous I was at the end of Newhart.
Did he come out of a coma?
Newhart?
Or something?
No,
yeah.
he wakes up in his bed next to his wife from the Bob Newhart show and tells her he had a strange dream where he was living in Vermont running an inn.
Yeah.
So it is, you know, your standard dream sequence wake up, but just the way that Bob Newhart did it, it was awesome.
So that reminds me, have either of you watched the American version of Life on Mars?
No.
No.
Totally dope with a totally dope ending. If you like okay television, you should check it out. I think I have it on DVD. It was only 2 seasons long. It's really easy to watch. It was one of the many failed projects of Jason O'Mara, but it also had... 2 other actors that I loved, Harvey Keitel and Craig, help me out. We're on Boardwalk Empire, and we are the female lead. She was she was Nucky's nemesis, sort of.
Don't know her name.
Yep.
I cannot think of her name. I can picture.
Her name is Gretchen Mol.
Oh.
Yes.
And she is also on Life on Mars. Unfortunately, Life on Mars also has Michael Imperioli. But it's some of his best work. Normally, I get upset when he shows up on anything.
Yeah, I do not know this show, so.
Okay, well.
There you go. You know what I did buy myself on DVD? You'll hate this.
Hold on. All right, I'm sitting down.
I bought the entire series of the original Wild Wild West show.
Wow.
I love that show.
Well, it's not something I'm familiar with, so I'm okay with you buying that.
Oh, come on.
What?
How do you not know that show?
Despite being really old, do you guys know that you're significantly older than me?
I'm not that much older than you.
I'm 25. In TV years, you are 100 years older than me.
True story.
Oh, like, man, that show is solid gold.
Like, when I was watching the dope cartoons that you remember watching, I was appropriately aged to be watching those.
Hey, Samurai, don't know dissing on Major Boyington. I'm real close to buying that whole show, too, because I also love Baba Black Sheep.
Yeah, I remember enjoying that a whole lot.
Black Sheep?
Yeah.
Black Sheep was great.
I got nothing.
Great,
yeah.
Great show.
I agree.
Yeah. So anyway, that's It's Always Sunny on Xandar.
Oh, is that what we were doing? Okay.
Yeah, Always Sunny on Xandar. Juggernaut runs for office.
All right. Willie, tell me something.
Willie Lumpkin with listener comments.
The bringer of the news, or at least the mail.
No, he's the bringer of the mail.
Yeah. We already did the news, right. I'm back. All right, I'm going to start in kind of the opposite. What, huh?
I don't know. It sounded so weird and sad.
I'm going to start at the opposite end. Jeff Cascadian says he had a comment on the exploding tiles, which I know you were a big fan of, Craig.
Oh, my.
He said that they were easy to nerf using Quake, and the AP draining tiles weren't that bad, but the protect tiles were a pain.
No, I'd like to put it, I was using Quake in that node with her maxed at reducing stuff,
right.
And they were still doing 6,000 points of damage to blow up. They were absurd.
Yeah, they really were. She made it better, but they got way too powerful.
Yeah, the protect tiles, I just stole them with Medusa a lot.
Sure. Yeah, that was definitely my plan as well. With the exploding tiles, it was all about Nightcrawler for me, because he always dodged it. So he would be the last person alive, and I would just be trying to make purple matches. Bamf away. Yeah. He also said, HeroClix has been around for 15 years. I've been a judge for 5 years. I think of MPQ rarity in HeroClix terms. Common, uncommon, rare, super rare, and chase. All right, I've never played HeroClix. I have a few HeroClix miniatures, but they're by accident, because I didn't think they were HeroClix. But unfortunately, they're not the same size of your standard D&D miniature, so they're a little bigger, so when I got them, I went, oh.
I remember it being a fun game, but I haven't played in probably 10 years, so.
Sure.
What was the other games that WizKids made? They made more games back in the day.
I'm sure, but... That's not something that's...
Are they the people that brought me Chrononauts and Flux?
I believe you. Again, that sounds very plausible. Ray?
Yes.
If you're following along, Samurai highly suggests that you break the HeroClix off their click bases and glue them to quarters, and they'll be the appropriate size for your D&D game.
Okay. Good to know. That sounds...
Yeah, he also tells me that Chrononauts and Flux were made by Looney Labs.
I believe him. Why is he so plausible?
I know.
Reliable.
Hey, that's Johnny Switchblade hero action figure. Action
figure punk.
Yeah.
All right, I'm moving on to the next comment. Chloe said that if you like the links for her Valentine's Day, I'm going to be sending the information to Discord, and I'll be posting them on the Puzzle Warriors 3 webpage for this episode, but... The one is from last year, so if you missed hers from last year, you can take a look at that, and I will also post the link to this year's. It's a couple characters she put together that I think the ones this year she has, you and me make a pretty good team. So not all of them are like, you know, Valentine's Day lover kind of things, they're good teams. So there you go.
Right.
But you choose me?
And there's a picture of a train.
What? How do I not have this Baseball Clicks game?
I don't know.
Oh, somebody,
that movie totally holds up, by the way.
Somebody find me a copy of that.
I'll see what your birthday's coming up. Hold tight.
Chloe also said the last week's pie of the week looks disgusting, and the clue for next week has her flummoxed because it's only iconically Australian pie dish that she can think of is the pie floater, which is also disgusting. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
No.
I don't want to Google that either. That sounds like a bad time. Yeah.
Just click I'm feeling lucky.
That sounds like, you know, the videos that we get from our, you know, sore clean-out truck. Those are not good to watch videos there. They're not good.
Continuing, she said, or the mince pie, which is a New Zealand thing, too, and should always be given the option of being drowned in tomato sauce, a.k.a. ketchup for you Americans. I prefer mince and cheese or the steak and mince variations, pastry top, not potato.
Well, wait, if tomato sauce is ketchup, what do they call tomato sauce?
I don't know. You'll have to wait on that for a week.
Okay.
They call it ketchup, ironically.
Ketchup? Catsup. Ketchup? Catsup.
Only one is acceptable. Cactus Jack said, I typed pie and read it into Bing, and it brought me here. Where am I? Who are you people? Where's Joe?
You should have used Ask Jeeves. It would have taken you to a show about Puzzle Warrior or about Puzzle Quest. Marvel Puzzle
and
Quest.
Of course,
specific.
Dances with Weevils responded, bang, bang.
as you should.
Jenda McGlynn said, me before championing Peter Parker. Man, all these spider people in the gamers, they're so mediocre. Why do they keep adding more? No, I don't want Silk. Her comic is okay, but we have too many as it is. Web tiles are useless. I hate them. Me after championing Peter Parker. More spider people, please. Pile them all in a thwip, thwip, thwip. Bring on Silk. Apparently, Peter Parker's pretty good. I keep hearing that. Joe said, Craig, you have to go to Weird Al just to get the mark pick.
Sure.
And also, quote, I have an extensive watch collection. Things I didn't know about Ian for $500. that first day of the Panther PVE with the exploding trap tiles was a basket of no fun.
Sure was.
We know that it was no fun because Craig actually took the time to go to Facebook and post on the Facebook page.
Yeah, he's something I don't ever post. Like, I never type anything in Facebook. I was so angry that morning. I was like, these suck.
Norman B. 616. Okay, it's like you guys are programming specifically for me now. Weird Al, State College News, and MPQ. Number one, I already have my VIP Weird Al Lancaster. I think I'm in the second row.
All right, I'll see you there. Look me up.
Weird Al will not be participating in the Weird Al Jeopardy. Only fans. You will lose. I will lose. There will be a lot of people who know a lot about Weird Al.
That is a really true story, but I'll show up anyway.
1B, there will be very few 13-year-olds, almost exclusively adult fans, because too many Al concerts that never did VIP before. So the front rows will be the diehards with disposable income.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Number two, local news, Spat's Menu, and some of their staff are being rolled into the Allen Street Grill. So that's something you now know.
Okay.
And number three, there is no number three. Keep up the great podcast. Perondiac says, I'm glad you guys started with the one stars as well. The review is short but concise, and yes, it helps new players a bunch. And Jubilee was crap. Not sorry.
True story.
And he also brought some Skeller information. A friend of his that sits at the bar in Tallahassee used to live in State College and went to the Skeller and the First. He is plugged in because the two of them, he absorbs everything from the guy. So apparently Spats made the food served at the Skeller, and now they're doing a deal with the Hotel State College. So there you go. And he put a link into the Center Daily Times. It's almost like he lives here.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So we really expanded on local news there.
Right.
D-Wing Illinois said $300 is a tiny kitty bargain for that package for Weird Al.
Boy, it's not going to feel that way to my wallet.
Be advised, though, his new tour is nothing like the old tour. He does rarely performed songs, deep cuts, no big multimedia costume stuff, so it'll be different.
Yeah, I'm really hoping if he will play me some Midnight Star, the whole day will be worth it for me. I love Midnight Star. I read it in the Midnight Star. Aliens from outer space are sleeping in my car. Midnight Star. I want to know.
See, he doesn't even need to perform it. It's not going to get better than that.
And spoken word, William Shatner, Weird Al, right here. Midnight Star. Mr. Whatever's Iron Lung. That would be sweet.
Oh, Mr. Frump's Iron Lung?
Yeah. That would be awesome. Help me, Mr. Popeel. I'd be down
with
that.
Good jam.
Yeah, if he plays that kind of stuff from the old records, you know, back in the day when I had those sorts of things, you know,
he
records.
Might. He's playing some deep cuts.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're done?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So, continuing with D-Wing Illinois. So, Ian's villain persona is actually King Clock. I did not see that coming.
The Clock King?
The Clock King. Yeah.
Yes.
I read it backwards.
I was going to say, who's King Clock?
It's Ian.
He's the Marvel ripoff. It's King Clock.
Also from last week, 10 minutes in, barely an MPQ content, and I already feel spent. This may be a new wall of text record. And it was.
What did you get to this week's episode?
Did you see the wall of text he posted from last week?
I did. I just thought I read it.
Pages. He also said, I think Rey is now the first person to use the phrase all over her face in a show, and I am gobsmacked. That's probably true. While I appreciate Rey's defense of not expanding two-star land, I feel like we need to continue demanding a two-star original gray Iron Man. And I completely forgot about that, and yet, yeah, I'm behind that. I like the idea of the gray Iron Man. We don't have a two-star Iron Man, do we?
No.
Yeah.
And I am unanimous in that.
Craig, if the interruption comment comes up every year in your review, don't you at some point have to interrupt that comment itself?
You know, the funny part was I did this year, and he said, just like that, and I went, yeah.
So I skipped a bunch of his comments, but his last one was, I swear I'll get this compulsive commenting thing under control someday, but as sure as heck is not today. So that is what we have from the mailbag. Thanks, everybody, for the comments, and thanks to Willie Lumpkin.
Willy Lumpkin. All right. All right, once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up.
Brought to you by Mystify.
Mystify.
Hit me, Ian.
Oh, my goodness. We got boosted characters in this game. Let me tell you about the 3 stars, because they are, I would say, solid gold this week. There is the unfortunate appearance of Elektra, but saving that, because they can't be all winners. Hawkeye's there. That guy is shooting out tiles, shooting out arrows super fast. I enjoy him. I think he is an underrated 3-star character. I don't know what his other 2 abilities do, but his blue is great.
He gets naked and jumps out of bed.
Yeah, I don't click on black for that reason, or purple, because I don't remember which one it is. However, the kings and queens this week, good old Battery Man.
Oh, Battery
Man. He's got more hit points. So huzzah. And if you use his blue or red, double huzzah. Kamala Khan, goodness gracious. If that green could do even more AoE, it will. She might even crank out some more healing.
She does crank out healing.
When her friends fire abilities.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
And
quick, Ian, don't look at Discord.
Okay.
It's Clint flying across the room naked.
I can't do 2 things at once.
Right.
So if I lose focus on this infographic for even a second, we're doomed. And of course, the almighty Thanos will be boosted, because that's what he needs to be even better.
Yeah, boost the Thanos is always a good time.
Yeah, I'm no doubt he's going to be awesome. So I don't even have any real good pairings other than Battery Man pairs with
everybody.
Yeah. Battery Man is universal. Thanos is fantastic.
Battery Man
is pretty good, too.
Battery Man pairs good with anyone who has red, blue, purple, and green.
Right. So why don't you pair him with Kamala Khan and Thanos? Just go nuts. They'll all be boosted. Although, in the event that you do use one of his other 2 powers, that being Battery Man, do you guys have a preference? Do you use his one that does AoE damage, or do you one that does like a truckload to just one person?
I rarely use either.
I really rarely use his
powers for other people.
I think one of them uses up more of the other color APs, and I don't remember which one it is, but I try to avoid.
I don't either.
I avoid that one.
Yeah, doesn't blue also steal away the kinetic?
Yellow and...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I use red, too. I like to just do as much as possible to who's ever lingering. So let's learn me about the 4 stars, which I was putting off because I don't have most of them on my roster, and the ones that I do have never been used. So let's start with you guys explaining to me what Kraven the Hunter does.
He sits on my roster and doesn't do anything.
He takes up an important space on the roster.
I couldn't figure out his powers when we got him for free, and now I have him at a 0-2-1, so I still can't figure it out. Like, as far as I know, he's not that useful.
That's what I hear. I've heard nothing to the contrary. You know, I'm sure someone could put a semi-positive spin on him, and he's not, hopefully, the worst, but he definitely is confusing. And I don't think I have him rostered or can help you in any way.
Yeah,
so let's move.
I got a 1-2-1, and I have no idea what he does.
Okay, fair. I've used him, and I don't know what he does.
He yells out, "I'm Brian Fellows."
Yeah, he does. He is not an accredited Spider-Man villain.
Thanks,
he
Donkey
is simply, simply a killer of all things.
Yeah.
Speaking of a killer of all things, let's move up to Mockingbird.
Boom, baby, boom!
Yeah, another character that I don't know that I necessarily have rostered, but I have heard that her red does so much damage, and when she's boosted, it does too much damage.
Yeah,
yeah, her bombs are not to be trifled with. I didn't even think about that before I said it.
I'm sure there was no innuendo there.
Not intentionally, because that
didn't
hit me till later.
I seemed innocent. And now, ranked amongst the greatest of 4 stars, Ray's friend and ours, Vulture.
Yeah, he's real good.
Yeah, his blue is going to do even more than it already does, as he is untouchable in the air, except when fighting Angel.
Stupid Angel.
I'm curious, has anybody used Angel to try and take Vulture out of the air? Has that happened
No,
yet?
But during the this event, because Archangel's the featured 5-star, so I've been teaming him up with Nova and Ironheart to throw people into the air. so that he can beat them back down just to make him feel useful about his life.
Nice.
That's kind of you. Yeah, Vulture, I hear he pairs well with Cloak and Dagger because of their ability to generate black AP and keep him airborne on the regs.
Yeah, if you can keep him in green and black just so he keeps, you know, landing, doing a bunch of damage and taking off again and repeat process.
Right.
So nice.
Yondu is boosted. He's another, while not new, relatively new for me. I think I've got two levels of his Yaka parachute and nothing else.
Mm.
So I'm not super sure what he does. I feel like he has an ability that you put it out, it does some damage, and then continues to do damage every turn that it's available.
Yeah, yeah, that Yaka assault really starts to lay in some damage.
Centurion archery is what it's called at first, and then it becomes Yaka assault. Yeah.
Okay.
He, like, non-boosted, it's 11,000 points of damage initially, and then 1,800 every round.
Hmm.
But when he's boosted, it's insane.
Right.
And I actually love putting him with Battery Bird and not using Vulture's Blue, instead using that.
Sure.
Oh, makes it a lot easier to get charged up, and it's, yeah.
For sure.
They're awesome.
And you can play them together this week.
Yeah, both boosted.
Both being boosted. Yeah, I've heard pretty good things. I've also heard that he's got some of the better animations and sound effects.
Yes, I love the whistling.
If you still use those sorts of things.
Yeah.
And then lastly, but certainly most importantly, Craig will tell us about his favorite boosted hero of all time, War Machine.
I don't know, he makes countdown tiles and takes up a roster spot. End of list.
Hey, he makes countdown tiles. He's really useful with Coulson and Carol.
Coulson and Carol. Yeah.
By the way, Samurai posted a link to a chart that has damage, and I think it's based on like how much it costs and how much damage it does and like how applicable it is. Apparently Yondu is right up there with Peggy with with damage wise, so in with blue. In
right.
So he's nasty when boosted. Anytime you get to compare someone with Peggy.
So, and that's what I got. I guess since we're including them now in other parts of the show, the one stars are Juggernaut and Spider-Man, and the two stars are Cap and Thor. And that is the boosted... listen to me now, and believe me later.
Hey, yeah.
That was the boosted characters of the week, brought to you by Mystify.
Mystify.
Thanks, Mystify.
All right, let's hear about some Vine issues. Brought to you by This Vine.
This Vine.
Mine is super easy. There's two red, two star caps. End of list.
Oh. Are you missing the yellow?
Let me check. It wouldn't surprise me. Yes, he is at a...
Yes!
He's a 1-5-3, so... That yellow is the ever-evasive yellow. Ian, you got anything?
I am stalling while Ray is talking.
Okay.
Okay. Well, mine's a little complicated, so... And I really want some feedback, although I'm probably not going to listen to you. So I've got a couple...
Spend the command points.
I've got a couple Magnetos. Nobody cares about those because they're two stars. But my problem, and it's from last week, I have 3 days left on that Invisible Woman cover. And I have the ISO that I can champion her. But the problem ensues. So I have... That Gamora that we got from the progression reward, and that'll take my Gamorpha up to level 300, which will get me my 14th Thanos 5-star cover. So the problem is, I have that, I haven't leveled her up yet, because I figure it'll give me more time. I still have 9 days on her, and then 13 days, or 14 days, on the Thanos to generate enough ISO.
Okay.
But the thing is, do I want to buy the Invisible Woman... And take care of her, and then hope I can get up to 530,000 ISO in time for Thanos? Or do I just work on the Thanos and say goodbye to the Invisible Woman and hope I get one later? Yeah, I know, everybody, Alpha Team, Thanos. I just hate selling 4s and 5s, so.
Yeah, I don't know. Just to be contrary, I'm going to vote for Sue. Because everybody else is voting Thanos, so... Clearly, I can't join that herd.
Arcane Poser says, I bet you could do both. I would really like to think so, but I hate trying to take that gamble and then miss out on the Thanos. That would be even more depressing. So, I don't know. And the other thing is, so with Drax, you know, I had a Drax and an Invisible Woman that I couldn't use last week. When Drax was getting close, the Heroes for Hire changed and gave me an option of buying a Drax cover for, you know, whatever it is, the 3,600.
Right, right.
So, and since you have 3.2 million hero points.
Right. So I took them up on that and championed Drax. So I've been trying to build up my ISO since that, but they haven't done that with Sue yet. I've got 12 covers on her with one dying on the vine, and that it hasn't happened. So I don't know if that algorithm only occurs once so often or what the deal is, but she hasn't appeared in my Hero for Hire. So have you guys experienced that?
I have gotten it to give me the correct cover for someone.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how I got Carol to champion status.
Yeah. But that hasn't happened. So if I do have to buy Sue, it'll probably be 120 command points unless she gets in there real quick. So anyway,
there you go.
That's my dying on the vine.
See, spend the command points. Let me tell you about my vine. Okay. Because it was definitely should have been reward of the week, and it turned out to be double dying on the vine. So I got bored and I opened the 20 cost token. And it said, here, have a kingpin. And I went, oh, I could use a kingpin. And then it said, well, wait, why don't I give you a bonus 4-star to go with that? And I was like, great, I could totally use a quake. And so my kingpin is at 245 and my quake is at 435. So, of course, I got a yellow kingpin and a blue quake. And I went, yeah!
Man.
So my vine is one blue quake and one kingpin. Kingpin's going to get sold. Quake might make it. I have, you know, the full time on both of them, but I'm only one cover away from being able to champion and then add that quake to my pile. So if I can manage to bonus hero or just straight up get a quake somehow this week of the green or yellow variety, Daisy will be yet another champion, and I'll be able to use that.
Nice.
The kingpin probably won't work out for me. Probably going to be 1,000 ISO.
Yeah. That's kind of sad. Your Heroes for Hire will probably give you the option of buying a kingpin.
Yeah, if it does, I might consider it. I should go to that store and see what they're offering these days.
I think that's it, right?
Yeah, that's the vines.
Thanks,
brought
Vine.
To us as always. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I should have come to the store sooner. There's a yellow quake looking at me going, dude.
Right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
I got 2 days and 7 hours left on this yellow quake that I need. So I got 2 days to mull it over. Thanks, store.
All right, so put some tokens brought to you by this guy. Hold on.
Wait.
What?
Nothing. Wait, what?
What?
Nothing. I got some offers in the store that confuse me. I got Quake for, you know, regular price with regular things. And then it's offering me a X-Force Deadpool.
Mm, with Sam?
Yeah.
Yep.
For and double the ISO and double the command points and double the tokens?
Yeah.
Yep.
What's that all about?
I don't know. Everybody has that one.
That's wacky. Oh, it's for Valentine's Day. X-Pool. Or X... Yeah, Deadpool. Valentine's, probably.
Mm.
I don't know what's going on, though. Anyway.
Everyone else claims it's the shield training offer, so you can get those characters to do shield training.
Oh. Hmm. Everyone else is smarter than me. That's not a surprise. All right. Thanks, this fine.
I'm opening stuff.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. What about this guy? Did you say this guy aloud?
I did.
All right. Could you say it aloud again?
This guy.
This guy. Thanks, this guy.
All right. I got a 4-star, and it's a good one. It is a...
Is it a yellow quake?
No, but it's a green Marika.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Which I cannot use.
Oh.
My Marika is a 225, so that is... Sad times.
Oh, sad times.
I was so excited to see in America. Now I can't do anything with it.
Are you going to open up a whole bunch more, hoping you get a whole bunch more Americas?
No, because that was the one token that I had.
Oh, okay. So how many tokens am I opening? Am I going to open more than one, hoping I get a Sue? Because she's my bonus character.
You should do it up. You should open 10 or 12.
I've got like 6.
I'll go first then.
All right.
In that case, I'll go first.
Okay.
And I will poke Robbie Reyes in what appears to be a... Is he wearing a choker, or is this just a high-collared leather jacket?
I believe.
Either way.
Columbia.
Okay. Either way, it seems like something I would not be comfortable in.
Let's see. Chumley's bar attire. Spider-Man.
Oh, no. I hear bad things about Kraven the Hunter.
Oh. Safari, Joe. does it again.
And it doesn't even tell me what kind. It just says legendary character, Kraven the Hunter, Sergei Kravenov, recruit.
Oh, you don't have him.
I don't have him. So I don't even know what color I got.
It doesn't matter. Recruit away.
I did. It happened. And it still didn't show me, so I got to go back to my thing. Christmas.
So Joe Blow says Kraven makes main event Halt look good. So there you go.
So I have Kraven at one blue cover now.
Yeah, okay. All right. I think I'm going to go. Let's see how this works. I got a 4-star. Goddess of Thunder. So, okay. I'm sorry. The old ones, I always am surprised when I get them.
Sure.
Second one's a 4-star. Nightcrawler. He's champed recently. Bamf. And it was Bamf, actually. Number 3 is a 4-star Lockjaw. Number 4 is another 4-star. You'd think I'd get a bonus here somewhere. Cyclops. So that's okay. It's an older one again. Another 4-star main event Hawk. The crowd goes wild. I have no idea where he's at currently. And another 4-star, another Bamf. And no bonuses. So there you go. I'm still looking for my Sue.
A boy named Sue?
Yeah. At least you got a couple Nightcrawlers, yeah. I guess. That seems nice. Wow. All right. That was the opening of the tokens. Brought to us, as always, by this guy.
This guy.
This guy.
My thumbs are pointing at me right this moment.
Yeah, for sure.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Oh, I couldn't get there fast enough. I was just going to say, before you cue me up, I'm going to use the in-between as a catch-all segment so I can talk about some things.
All right.
One is new for me because I try to never be judgy about things that occur in this game, and I try to just mind my own business and keep my opinion to myself. Has anybody noticed the new loading screen?
Yes.
Yeah.
It might be. This may affect me more because of the screen size that I get to enjoy being a Steam player. I hate the new loading screen. Like, I absolutely hate the new loading screen. It looks awful.
Why?
Like, his body, each part moves independently and not synced with the others. So right hand's doing one thing, left hand's doing another thing. It looks like someone is... it looks like I'm watching a Marvel puppet show and someone has a cutout of Black Panther's body and two other actors are holding each hand and they're all trying to move it in unison.
They're all like little popsicle sticks.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing. That's what I'm picturing every time I see it. I'm like, he does not look imposing. He does not look regal. He doesn't even look well put together. I would be hesitant to say that he looks terrible, but I do not enjoy the newest loading screen. So now that that's off my chest, and I still feel a little guilty, let me tell Craig about...
Brigby says you're really criticizing his puppeteering skills. How rude.
Hey, I don't know. Maybe they're excellent puppeteering skills. If he ever leaves D3, he can always work at the Ren Faire. But so this is just for Craig and anybody else who's listening who is a little bit interested. But I go to the bar usually on Mondays to play trivia. I had a trivia question this Monday that made me just so unabashedly happy. The question was, in the Saturday Night Live sketch parody commercial for Old Glory Insurance, what does Old Glory Insurance protect against? I was so excited to write robot attacks on my answer sheet.
Is this what's his name's trivia game?
Yes, there is a host and he has a name. So if you're referencing the same person that hosted here in Williamsport, then yes.
Yeah, well, they do the same game here and it's got his name on it, but he's not the host here.
Is it called John? Is it called John Mackey's Quizzo?
Yeah, Quizzo. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
It's hosted by that really terrible radio host.
Right. I remember. And I can't remember his name right now, but I know who you are referencing.
Yeah. Old Glory Insurance.
Yeah. It was about Old Glory Insurance. And I was just laughing. And my trivia partner was like, I'm too young to know your reference. And I was like, I'll tell you about it afterwards. I even had to ask because I just wrote robots. And I was like, hey, John. Is this answer enough, or should I add the word attacks? He's like, just asking me that is fine. I understand that you know it. I was like, yeah. I mean, everybody knows that they eat old people's medicine for fuel.
That's true.
And once they get you with their metal hands, you can't break free.
That is all correct.
So,
oh man, I missed the real really good commercial ones.
Yeah, so that made my Monday. So anyway, we are part of a podcast network called the Soon to Be Named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. We are a podcast network of a variety of great shows. All are appropriately archived at our homepage, soontobenamednetwork.com. You can check out direct links to almost all of the shows, if not all the shows, on our very own homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com. And once again, check us out. All available at Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Oh, hey, yep. I have an announcement about the webpage. So what you just said is still true. You can get to all the different episodes on Puzzle Warriors 3. However, some of the very early links will actually take you to YouTube now, because as it turns out, you can only have so many web pages on the package that I buy for the web serving, and we hit that limit. So in order to put new episodes on, I transitioned to some of the old ones onto YouTube, and we'll probably be continuing to do that. So
sure.
Just FYI, if there are any problems, I'm sorry. You can tell me, and I may do something about it.
We just shake your fist at the YouTubes and be like,
That is possible as well, because as it turns out, I have very little control over the content after it's put up on YouTube. But in any case, I'm done bashing YouTube. I'm just saying that's where the really old ones are. So, and you can still get them on any, if you use an RSS feed, you can access all of them there still. You don't have to go to YouTube if that's how you're accessing. So there you go. That's what
I have. There you go. All right. Anything else for the, go to the order?
Nay.
That's what I got.
Okay. Thanks everybody for joining us this week on your Valentine's Day. You know, I hope, you find some time to spend it with someone of the same or opposite sex, whichever you prefer. Please check us out for updates.
So someone.
Sure. Not a cat. Check us out for updates. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comments, suggestions, any of that good old stuff. Ray loves emails. Send them to us that way. D3 forums or the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner top of our webpage. Buy something there. We get some stuff. Or you can head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3 and buy yourself some sweet, sweet swag.
For sure. St. Patrick's Day is coming up. You guys know you need a new flask and or stein. Ooh. That says Puzzle Warriors 3 on it.
Who doesn't need a Puzzle Warriors 3 stein? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no one. They all truly do need that.
Yeah. It's a goodbye for now. Remember, kids, why did the orange and the apple have a big wedding? Because they cantaloupe.
Fruit joke.
Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.